WJTL bringing you Sanctus Rio on Fire. Colton Dixon, Build a Boat. Happy Thursday to you at 7:20.
Weather forecast, finally sunshiny skies today. Partly sunny, I'll take it. High of 74. Clear overnight tonight, low of 50. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 72. And then the weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny, 59 for your high. Sunny on Sunday with the high of 61. Currently, the sun is coming up and it's 48.
Our friends from Kavad hanging out with us this morning. Connie Diener and Jordan Scott Gilbert are here. Good morning again, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So
good morning.
Fun hanging out with you, Connie. It's been a while since we've gotten to see each other. Thanks for stopping in. Tell us all about Kavad.
Yes, thank you, Fred. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Yes, so Kavad means the glory of God in Hebrew, and we are there to create with purpose, giving glory to God in the arts. And so that was my vision, Fred. It's been over 18 years since
I
started.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And you're now in two locations.
We are. We have one in Mannheim and one in New Holland. And we have ages from 3 up to adult, all kinds of classes, over 120 a week.
Your biggest enrollment ever right now?
It is.
Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
So great to see God working through the ministry.
It is. And really just being excellent in the arts and providing classes in dance, theater, and music. And kids love, they hang out. We have a cafe and they say, these are my people. And it really has become a community.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I really do. And today, Jordan Scott Gilbert is here. Good morning again to you, Jordan.
Good morning.
So you're involved in this show that you guys are doing. It's called A Tale of Two Cities. Tell us more about it.
Yeah. Well, Tale of Two Cities, I mentioned a little earlier, a show that I assisted on Broadway. And it's an amazing redemptive musical about a man named Sidney Carton, who is a drunk and very, very a big cynic. And it shows his character arc throughout the play of going from cynic to finding hope in the middle of this love triangle during the French Revolution.
And so you're not only directing and producing, but you're also performing.
Yes, I'm performing. I'm playing the role of Ernest Defarge.
Very cool. So what do you love about playing Ernest?
Well, I usually play roles that start revolutions, and Ernest is kind of the catalyst for that in this show, so I feel at home.
And you have some friends from your days on Broadway that you've brought with us. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So my buddy Walter Winston O'Neill, who was in the original Broadway cast of Wicked and also the original Broadway cast of Tale of Two Cities, will be co-starring in the show as Dr. Manette, and he's fantastic. And we have an incredibly talented cast. Stephanie Brooks Martin did 3 Broadway tours, Mamma Mia, 42nd Street, and White Christmas, and she is staging the dancing. And she's doing the choreography for this show.
And a name with like Stephanie Martin, she fits right into the Lancaster area.
Yes, right. Cool.
Yeah.
And her also wonderfully talented husband is playing the lead, Sidney Carton. So he's fantastic.
That's fantastic. What's it like coming from New York and all the hustle and bustle there? Here you are coming to the farmlands of New Holland to do a show. How's it different?
Well, you know, it's not that different for me inside because after being born again, I'm, you know, wherever I am, that's whether it's big city or small city, it doesn't matter too much to me. But I definitely prefer this over the city. I look at images now of the city and it's almost like PTSD. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Because there is there's a lot of stuff spiritually going on there. But obviously, but. Yeah, I actually prefer this. I like peace. I like quiet. Mm. It's nice. But at the same time, there's a lot going on here, which is really amazing.
Yes. Well, we're so excited you're here and so excited that you could be part of what's going on. Tell us about the cast, all the crew, all the people working. How many folks do you have involved in A Tale of Two Cities?
Oh, gosh. We have a lot of people involved. I think there are 20, maybe I want to say 25, 26 people in the cast, maybe. And then we have people in stage crew, production manager, stage managers. I mean, just a lot of people, and they're all local to here, except my friend Walter, who's coming in, and he loves this area. It's just an amazing group of people who are totally committed and committed to telling redemptive storylines as well.
A Tale of Two Cities, coming to Kavad Theater in New Holland. It's October 14th, which is the dinner theater, which you said is sold out. Is that
yes,
right, Connie?
Yes, uh-huh.
So October 15th at 16th, October 21st at 22nd, and October 23rd. If folks want to get tickets, Connie, what's the best thing for them to do?
Yes, just go online on our website, kavod.org, C-A-V-O-D.org, or you can call our office at the office number, 717-354-3355.
And if you're interested in it, you can also go to Jordan's website, jordanscottgilbert.com, and check out all the stuff that he is doing as well. It's going to be happening at the Kavad Theater in New Holland, A Tale of Two Cities. Sounds like a great show. The next two weekends, October 15, 16, October 21, 22, and 23, kavad.org for tickets. Jordan and Connie, such a delight to have you guys here.
Yes, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for being here.
Good to see you guys.
Back to the music we go with Taya. This is For All My Life on WJTL. Good morning.